Shalom. Okay, today we continue in the Inyanim of Hachakos Yisrachil B'Yachad. So one of the Hachakos is that during the time that wife is in Nida, so there are different restrictions in terms of their relationship during times of Achila. Because Achila, as we know, brings people together. So therefore, there should be a chashash that during the time that people are eating together, that'll cause a closeness of relationship between husband and wife, and then can cause to violate the cardinal Avera of Nida. So therefore, Chazal Rishonim made Isur. So the Mishnah Shabbos and Yeralef Amiralef, the end of the Mishnah. Lo yochal hazav imazova mipnei hergel Avera. That azav and azava, so chav davka azav means any man, Rashi says, the kol shekein tohar imazova. And Zava is Anida, the same idea. So they shouldn't eat together, Mipnei Hergel Avera, because that'll cause them, as she says, Mipnei Shebetokshem B'Siachadim Yavol Livol Zava Shehibikaris. But since they're having that closeness of eating together, that could cause them to do more. So, so the question is, what does it mean? What does it mean to eat together? What's the gedarim? So, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Ches, on page 3. So the Rambam says, "Pasul adam she yidbak biishto b'shivas yimeinikim elu afid biishiv shehibksuso v'hibuksuso." That's going to be a future shir about being together in bed together, even if he's wearing clothing and she's wearing clothing. That's going to be a separate discussion. For yikrav lo loigaba afil betzbekatana, then lo yochal ima bekara achas. So the Rambam says it means not to eat out of one plate. Bekara achas. Tol shel dover yinhog ima b'mei sfir k'mo shinhog b'mei nida shadayim b'kara shel shetit po k'mo shi b'yarno. Okay, so that's how the Rambam learns. That the eating together is out of one plate. So if they're eating from the same plate, that would be a violation of this halacha. And the Ravid says the Ravid, also on the Mishu, because of the Ravid Zal, anu nogim afil al shulchan echad, that we're no egg even on shulchan echad, that they can't eat together on the same table. Chen kosav Rav Acha. So what is this referring to? So if you look, Rav Acha is Rav Achaigon, the Shultas, on page 5. He says, Inami nida asir lo lemechal al ptora de gavra. That a nida can't eat on the shulchan of the husband. Kinsan ki yosib al loichal azav. She can't eat on the husband's table. Now, what does this mean? So, if you look in the Rush on page 10, it So the Rosh says, "Mashrigilim achshav lechom ishto nida b'shulchan echad." The fee should be meim hayugilim lechol kol echad levado al shulchan katan. She ishto imo also near a derechiba. In other words, Pashup Shah is not referring to a big table. He's referring to people who had these small tables. Everyone had a little small little table. And if you have your, like these desks, right? See, these desks are made for one person. So if two people would eat on this little thing together, so that's a chiba. Because it's his table, so to speak. Dami latas mitu mesikas hakotz v'chotzes panav yod v'ragov. Aval idne shakol b'nei abayis ochlim al shulchan echad einu derech chiba. But today we have big tables, so that's not derech chiba to eat on a big table with somebody. If you eat on a small table, but he says, "V'yesh she'osim heker b'neim, v'avikinu shneim she'ochlim yachad zebosav v'zegvina." So, but the minhag is, says the Rosh, as we'll see, to make a heker. In other words, even on a big table, even though our tables today are big tables. So by right, this whole iser. In other words, if you say the Rambam, that's the same plate. The Rosh should say the same, and the Ravid says the same shulchan. But the Rosh says the same shulchan really means when they had shulchan katan, and that's what the shultos is saying. Now it's interesting that this shultos is reminiscent of another shultos. What shultos is this reminiscent of? That there are different reasons given in the Rishonim, in Arvei Pesachim, as to why we cover the challah during Kiddush. So the reason that you were all taught as little children not to mevayesh the challah when you're making the bracha on the geffen, but the shultos gives a different reason. And the Rashbam there in Bava Basra, in the Arvei Pesachim rather, quotes it. And that is the following. That in the days of Chazal, so everyone had their little table. Everyone had their little table. And what they did was, Kiddush was made, and all these little tables were in a different room at the time. So the Kiddush was made, and then after the Kiddush that was made, they brought in the little tables with the food, etc. So it's sort of like the Kiddush is the welcoming of the Shabbos, and then we, so to speak, bring out, we roll out the red carpet, so to speak. We bring out all the tables for that. So the Rashbam explains from the Shultos that today that's a little bit difficult to do. In other words, what are you going to take out your dining room table and to put it in another room to make Kiddush, and it's so Rashbam explains in the Shultos that the idea being is that we cover the challah ki'ilu the table is mesulok, and then we make the Kiddush and then we uncover the, so ki'ilu we brought it back in, so to speak, because physically there's a real way to do it is to actually take the table out before and bring it back in, but that's not so practical. So we do it that way. But those were those little tables that the Shultos is referring to over there. Look at that halacha. And if you look, in the Ritva on page 12 says Vahadistan Layochal Azavi Mazova Yesh Omim Dikara Achasud Asr, that's the Rambam. one plate. And he says, Shulchan Echad, like the Ravid, feel kol echad bekar shalol. You know, even everyone's eating in their own plate, but on the same shulchan. You eat the kalas sagim kapashvus mastisin. Achshav nagul lechol b'shulchan echad. So today, which he said, we do eat in the same table. He says yeshom b'shulchan shalom ketanos. That it was only like all the other, like the Rosh said, that it was only said by the shulchanos ketanos. V'chol hecha t'ika bono v'mnei beso v'adai shari. But if they're bono v'mnei beso, meaning there are other people there, so then you don't, then it's mutter. Because the whole idea is that you and your wife are eating in a romantic, you know, somewhat intimate type of thing, the two of you alone. But once it's one of them, so we assume anybody, any person, I mean, I think the assumption in poskim is that you wouldn't say it like if you have a baby. Because any person that the couple would cohabit in front of, like a little baby, that would not take away the intimacy of the environment. So, you know, baby can't even talk, doesn't know what's going on, etc. But anyone, you have a older person who's sitting at the table as well, so then that would take away from the, you know, intimate environment. And once the intimate environment is taken away from, so then this doesn't apply. So therefore, the iser is on the same table. And then, but we put a heker, right? We saw in the Rishonim, we put a heker on the table, so that at such a time of intimacy, that they're eating together, they should be reminded that. That she's in either, so this way it won't come to have anything further done. So the tour on page 17 brings it down, the same idea. He says, "V'dafke b'yomim harishonim shayu hem shulchanos ketanos kol echad levado al shulchano." Well, the idna shergilim rabim lechol shulchan echad, right? So our shulchan echad is we eat with other people. So even if it's you and your wife alone, it really should be mutter. But we say ulvach yasu shum heker. There should be some type of heker between the two of you. Shiflos l'mapa levad v'yiten shum dover minayim. He has a separate mapo, or that he put something between, called kankan or kikar. But it was something that is noticeable, that's the, you know, face a flashlight, a stuffed animal, like someone said. You know, something, if a body writes in a sefer, it shouldn't be like something that has height to it, like a tefach high, so you will notice it, so a body writes. And then that would take away the... But again, if that's only if it's the two of you alone at the table. If there's other people at the table, then the requirement of the heker is not necessary. So that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 33. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Vayochal imal shulchan elam kein yeshem shinoi sheyeshem dover mafsig ben kar shalol lekar shalach lechem o kankan o sheyochal kol echad b'mapa shalol, each one is on his own, you know, cloth. So that's the so that's how we assume. But the Shach writes, "Oshetigalam madman al shulchan b'titin karashalo alav," some type of heker. So that's how we know him, even in our big tables of today. But if again someone else is there, then not. So Rav Abadi told me he thought the following chumrah. He thought that if a person is going out with his wife to a restaurant, so some would think there's other people around. He thought no, forget that. That's more of a svar, because there you get you have a private table, you know, these small tables for two, for you and your wife. So he thought that's more of a svara to you know, that should be a requirement of a heker to have if she's needed at that time. Okay. So that's the story. Then. So that's the first halacha of the Shulchan Echad. Okay. Okay. Then there is another halacha. I mean, you have all these halachas you can see in the Gemara in Kulin by Basar B'Cholof in here in Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, if you shouldn't have been eating Basar and Cholof on the same table, for, you know, similar type of halacha. Okay, so then the Sefer Yireim and then, you know, Rav Avad Yosef quotes here as well on page 18 the kula that if you're eating with someone else, so you have a lot of svaras l'hakel. As we said, you know, first of all, the Rambam sheet is only karachas, and you have a big table, and you have other people around, so there's a lot of svaras to be made.
What do you consider a small table, per se?
Well, it doesn't really matter, because Lamaisa, today, we have Lamaisa even on big tables. But, I mean, the small table was the private, like that. That's made for one person. That's what's really what it was referring to.
Within the Rabadi Chumrah of the restaurant, I thought the whole Chumrah only starts once the couple's in Yichud. So once there's Yichud, then they shouldn't eat together. But if there's no Yichud, why would they also eat together?
Who said it's a...
Rashi and Mishnah had Lashon of Ignesh, and Yitok Shem is Yachdin, Yavo Livo.
But if there's no Yichud, then it's not going to lead to
it. Yeah, but I don't know if we assume the halacha that it's only a din when there's Tali and the din of Yichud. Okay, so the Sefer Yireim has a chiddush on page 19. Neither Yan Shechi Yigila in Baila Hachmir by Yosef Mishar Raitz. Vayuchal Azavim Azavim the Hergel Aveir. Huadin Shalu Yishta. So he says, then it says, if a bal shos at chila muteres ishto lishkas achar of dol yochal, it says lo yochal hazavim hazova, right? So lo yochal also lo yishter. So he says, but it doesn't say lo sochal v'lo sishter hazov im hazova. So he understands that to mean a new halacha of, in other words, the Sefer Yireim says this lashon lo yochal hazavim hazava means also that he can't eat from her food, from her shiyare machal. That if she say ate some piece of chicken and she didn't finish it, so he can't take her leftovers. And that's what it means, lo yochal. He can't eat with her, meaning he can't eat her leftovers. Simple pshat, lo yochal, just means they're eating together. Here he's saying, no, she ate, and now he's eating her leftovers. And it's only him to her, because it doesn't say lo tochal, lo tishta, meaning that would imply she can't eat his leftovers. That doesn't apply. Only him eating her leftovers. The taima she yitzro shall ish gadol yoser mehar yoser mehar achesh shtiyavim. In other words, the assumption is that the man's attraction to the woman is greater than the woman's attraction to the man. So Mela, once he starts eating her leftovers, that can cause more kiruv. So then now.
So where does he learn out the table?
I mean, you'd have to see this. He quote that then, but it doesn't matter because we're choishish anyway. For his pshat. His pshat. And that's brought to halacha. This what we call shiyari machal. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch how that's brought down. On page 33. So the Mechaber only has it by Shtia. And the Ramos says, "Im losha mafsi gadam acher b'taim losha hurak mikozel kol sacher afil huksel kol shrisha." Unless you pour the drink into another cup, or you even if you pour it back to the original. And then the Ramos quotes it then, "Im shosam mikoz v'holchala, he shomim shemuto lo lishtos hamosar." So, Ramal quotes the din that, and look at the Ramal before in Gimel. You can't eat the shiurei machal. So the Ramah brings down both halachas. It's not only in drinks, leftover drinks, where the Mechaber brings down, but and the Gemara says, because that's the Gemara Shabbos, Ochal imi, shosa imi, and that's called Ochal imi, shosa imi as well. As the, so this is the Chiddush of the Yireim, that eating from Shiyari Machal is also included in this issur. I mean, one could have said it means dafka eating together simultaneously from the same plate. But so the Yireim says no, even shiurei machal. And so the Mechaber only has it by shtir. And the Ramah quotes it even by Achilu. So, but it's only, as Ramah says, Befaneha. It's only Befaneha. Because again, this is all saying that this is included in Ochal Ima. So, So if she won't, if she walked out, she walked out. So then it's not considered eating with her anymore.
Where does her mom mention eating?
In Gimel. Okay, so Ashkenazim are definitely machmir that on Shiyori Machal and on Shiyori Kos. No, the post can discuss what's called Shiyori Machal. So, the Moshe in page 35 says, "B'dovah kar sheish b'gimel minei machal." Say you have chicken and rice and sweet potato, and she only ate from the chicken. Achla yishtel nida echad minayu. Is the rest of it called Shiyori Machal also? Name is that Shiyori Machal Shalom Leke Isser Hapanogabahu Biyada Lochl. In other words, just because it was on her plate, and even if she might have touched it, that doesn't give it a din of Shiyori Machal. Aval Yesh Lesser Mitzad Isser Lechel Mikara Achas. So you can't eat from that plate, that's because. He can't just eat from her plate because then he's eating from the same plate she ate. Gam establish isur karachas urak mashal shnei bnei adam haderech liten kolecha b'kar miyuchedes. Oh, so this is what he said. As Rav Abadi said also, that karachas, like I told you, I used to think popcorn is karachas. In other words, again, everyone has to realize that a serving plate is not karachas, right? Because from the serving plate, everyone's passing around the salad in a big bowl, and everyone's taking. So that's okay, because you're not eating, that's not shiori machal, that's not karachas, because everyone's eating in their plate. But he says, what's the difference of karaachas is something that is dafka derechiba. So I told you, I used to think that if there were popcorn on the table in a bowl and you and your wife are munching from that thing, that would be asr. Because there you're not putting it on another plate. You're going from the popcorn to into your hand, into your mouth. Not into necessarily another plate. So that would be karaachas. So Rav Abadi thought, and this is a mashma from Rav Moshe, that because you would do that with a stranger, you would eat popcorn from the same bowl with a total stranger. Right? You have a l'chaim and there's a big bowl of popcorn and everyone's taking. So you do that with a stranger. So that doesn't show any chiba. But you wouldn't necessarily, like I said, eat some mashed potatoes from the same plate with a total stranger, right? You're both taking in a spoon some mashed potatoes on the same plate. So then you would only do it with someone you're close with. You do it with your wife. So then you can't do it when she's in need.
So what was the inclusion by different types of food?
Yeah, so the different types of food, he said that that's not... If she only ate the chicken, so then the carrots are not shiori machal. And then if you're not eating it from the same plate that she ate, then you wouldn't put it into another plate, so then it wouldn't be karaachas, and then it wouldn't be shiori machal, and then it would be okay. But for him to eat from that plate that she ate, that was even though she only ate chicken from that plate, now he's going to eat carrots from that plate, that's still an issur of karaachas, even though she only ate something else. But shiori machal, it's not. It's because she didn't eat from the carrots. So it's not shiori machal. So mamela. So then, if it's brought into another plate, then it would be okay.
So there's Is that per unit? No, let's say you have a lot of carrots, which are single. So she ate a carrot and left six of them without eating. Given a piece of chicken she took, is that all left over? She already left one?
It could be.
Taking to the other plate is even the banana?
Yes, yeah, so then it's not shiurei machal. But like Rav Tzinner says on page 37, Hadassah lechol shiori dafka machalim shachar b'nei adam v'akpidim shalochom shiori machal chaveirom. V'ofen shagam shar b'nei adam ein makpidim lechol zem yizeh lo mikri shiroim v'chein in hi locha prusas lechem michal gedola o pri misal Molei peiros mutar lebal lechol es hanisha. Right, I think kasher ochla rachelik min apruso min apri. If she ate part of an apple, so you're not going to eat the rest of an apple from a stranger, but from your wife you may. She doesn't have a cold or something. You may eat the rest of that. You can't do with that. So anything you would only do, you know, with your wife, that shows chiba, and then that you can't do either. Can discuss. Take a look in the Mordechai on page 28. He says, Amar Rav Yamida Shoshosa Bekos Vinisha Boktsas Bechol Chala Nizosa Kos Shalom B'Fan of Shari Vamina Gabi Hatzos Lebrusa Nektub Gmar Shalom B'Fan of Gabi Hatzos Mita the Havichi Betuva So Filhachi Shari V'Odologara Shalom B'Fan of Alidei Shinoi Shari Fil B'Fan of Chay Nere B'Loshin Amordechai. Then he writes, the American coast, the dafka b'fun of us to do me that sauce and meet her. Okay, and her, she ain't also lishtos achareki im kishosso b'fun of. On the shosso, shalom b'fun of mutal ol ba'al lishtos achareha, and it's vichal hagil al shosso b'meno. There's another case. What if she drank it, but he wasn't there when she drank it? Or ate, so she ate or drank it, shalom b'fun of. So now, even though he's going to eat it, b'faneha, right? So that's also okay, he says. So just like we said, if he's eating the shirayim when she left the room, that's okay. But what if when she ate it, he wasn't there? So that's also okay, because what she ate, and then she doesn't have to tell him. It's not a mechuyev to tell, because it's not a din that there's a chalos isser on the food. It's all a din of, this is all under the broad category of eating together. So if she ate, and now he came in the room, and now it's, you know, it's, and it's now shiari machala, but when she ate, he wasn't there, then you can't say that that's considered that they ate it together. So in other words, Yireim is giving this chiddush of eating together doesn't only mean mamish eating together, what we would normally say eating together, they're both mamish eating together, but even shiore machal is called eating together, but there has to be either that she's still in the room when he's eating, or when she ate it originally, it was before enough.
I'm sorry, just clarify, meaning if she ate, if she drank shalom b'fanav, he wasn't in the room, and then he comes in the room, but he knows she drank from it because it's on the table and it's half full and she's the only one there, so she obviously drank from it. So is he allowed to drink from that b'fanav? The way that he says it is that she doesn't have to tell him that she drank from
right.
it. Right. But let's say it's obvious she drank from it. She didn't drink b'fanav, but it's...
She does tell.
Yeah, she does tell him, or says Masha, then it.
Like
then,
he
shouldn't, because like once right. he knows that she drank.
Once he knows, then it's already
a chiba.
Right. Right. Even though the mice she
drank.
Right, drank it when he wasn't there. Right.
The isav shiri machol, that's is that shalom b'fanav also? Shalom
b'fanav.
Meaning, let's say, but by machol also, meaning she ate half of her chicken.
And then she leaves the room.
And she leaves the room.
Right, so we normally assume that that's also mutar. There's another, I don't know if where I put it, maybe in some other supplement, there's a discussion, what if then she comes back in? Does that, what do we say, once it was hutter? You know, so I think some posts can say that once it was hutter, it was hutter. Maybe we'll see that in a future package. So before we go to the place, everybody summarizes here on page 9 the coolers. Let's just see how he summarizes. He says, "Ashiyori mashka bal also lishtos b'shiyori mashka talishto nida v'alhimatez b'shiyori mashka shalom." a few mili as a kos with mashta chadash, even if you pour more in the kos. Chosas kol ha mashke she b'kos v'monicha shirayim and tzarech ladich as a kos v'akipish and nesho mala so v'shosim men. But you don't have to worry about little, you know, droplets on the bottom. So the baal is generally also b'shiyare kos shalom. Omnam a baal muta b'shirayim in the following cases. Odom acher shosu acherem in a kli. If someone else drank in the interim, so then it's already not such a chiba that someone else drank in the middle between the two of them. She drank, then Plomini drank, and then the husband. Im gomer shiyosu v'holchol am nashulchan otam muta af im chazur achachach b'em tzachivoso. Right, so he quotes that kula, that if she left the table, then he's mutter, even if she comes back. Gimel in any yodeh she'elu shirayim shala in a tzrichal hagid lo. Right, that we saw. If number 4, im hurach l'kli acher, mutter gam yimchaka chazel l'kli harishon. Right, we saw that also. He says, "Omnam zedachta ba'ofin shalohaya nimna adamachem l'shtosu ata." Omnam zeh she'eris she'adam acher yimnas mi l'ochba rach she'ein bal ishin osim zeh mizeh osu gam im hurach l'kli acher zeh sima l'chi basal. So he says he thinks that the idea of the hurach mikli acher is only mutter ba'ofen shloya nimna adam achem l'shtosu ata umlam zeh she'irish adam achem yimos mil ochlo. But if no one else would want to drink it because it's just disgusting to them, even though you pour it into another cup, still you wouldn't, and only the husband would do it because the special closeness with his wife, then he thinks that's awesome. And then Ashkenazim machmirim gam b'shirei machal. Ashkenazim machmirim b'shirei machal, in contrast to the Sfardim, the Mechaber only quotes it by shirei kos. But and so now let's take a look here in the next page. And take a look on so we saw the Ramah says this is even Bachilo. So let's look in the Shach and Ches. A rab bedake Moshe kosev din zeh b'shem hakuntrus samotza kins kosev din zeh b'shem yesh omrim. Aval ani is 90 that goes my name b'shem re'em u Mordechai per tam de Shabbos b'shem arash shemim mokor de haitina del kamon sivdal no yishte m'shuri kos shamukh v'hed yad kol shekein lo yochal m'shuri machal shalom. There is, he's saying yesh omrim, you know, she'osur, and he quotes that from some kuntras. If you look at the Tziyunim L'Ramah, and hey, Matzah, Daki Moshe, but kuntras l'chukas nida. That's where he's quoting it from, the Daki Moshe. This idea, even Achila. But he says that, and even though he says that, but if you look in the Urayim, where is the source of this whole thing, Shemhem Mokor, the Haidin will come on, Lo Yishtem Yishore Kosh, Hamuchel Hedya, the Kol Shekein, the Lo Yochal. That was Shtia Nilma Me'achila. In other words, he's saying that you didn't need, in other words, the Ramah quotes that this need, the Din of Achila, because in the Darkei Moshe it says in some kuntras. But he says you don't need some kuntras. If you look at the original source, it's the Yireim, and the Yireim is getting it from Achila. Because what's this? Where is Yireim getting this whole thing from? The Mishnah, Lo Yochal Hazavi Hazava. So that's where it's talking about. It's talking about Achila. So the Shach is a little metama on the Darkei Moshe, unless he didn't see the whole Yireim inside, and therefore, so he only saw it quoted the way it was brought down, that the Yireim says this din of Shiyore Kos, and therefore he found some other source to say even Shiyore Machal, but the Shach says, but you look in the Yireim inside, you don't need an outside source to say that it applies even to Achila, because that's what the whole Yireim was talking about. The Yireim was getting it from his understanding of that Mishnah. So the Lacey wants to give an answer on page 11 to the Kasha. Let's see what he says. You could say the following, that you see shtia, you have straws maybe, but shtia you really usually can't do shtia at the same time. If you're drinking from the coast, the other person can't drink from the coast unless you have straws. So that's the normal way to drink together would be zeh ha zeh. But achila is a chiddush, because achila really, if you really want to do chiba, you'll eat the mashed potatoes together. So by the fact that you're not doing it together shows that you want to distance a little bit. So therefore you would think that achila is more kal. So kamash malon, that's why you have to have a special makor for achila. Now this is not going to answer this question, because the maisa, but he just means svara, he's saying a svara why one could have been machalik between achila and shtia, and say that just because shtia is aser doesn't mean achila is aser, because achila is a tzakula, that if you're doing the achila in the ofen shel shirayim, when you could have done it together, that shows a harchaka. You can't, assuming they didn't have straws like we have today, so then of course drinking together means zechazeh, that is drinking together. But achila together means achila together. So why are you doing a zechazeh? So you want to be marking. So that you would have thought maybe is mutter, kamash malon, it's also us. That's what the place says. And this is quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan. On page 12, he says, Yesh omrim she'osu lo le'achol mishiyuri machal shalah, kibo she'osu lishtos mishiyuri kos shalah, Yesh omrim kavachol mahu mishtiya. Right, that's what the Shach says. Aber Rabbeinu Abbeis Yosef B'sifra B'ez Chabayis Kasim Shur Shishrei Machal Muta. Right? The Abbeis Yosef says, let's look that up, just, when the, when it's looking inside, you see it inside, the Abbeis Yosef wrote a B'ez Chabayis also. besides the Berak HaBayis of the Ra'ah, that's that Beis Yosef also wrote a Berak HaBayis. Meaning after he wrote the Beis Yosef, he looked it over and said, you know, I want to add this, I want to add that. So then he called, he did his own Berak HaBayis. Do we have it here? Have it in this ZX here.
Supplement one.
On page 2, Berak HaBayis. See, on page 2 in the supplement, that's the Berak HaBayis of the Beis Yosef. Because of Baruch Haschayim, the Vekara Lechol Zeh, Mashehuter Zeh, Mutter. Kar means food, as opposed to kos. So he quotes that is mutter, because it's food. So then he says that Avol Rabbeinu Beis Yosef B'Sifra Berak HaBayis back in the Rosh Hashanah. Because before she showed Machal Mutter, the scheme was like a dole Ephronim, the Mishlosh Tia, she Ef Shal Mishtos, be Achad, because Echad, Shapir had a Derechi, but both in Zeh. Hava Bachila, Zeh Atmosh, Ein Ochum, be Achad, have a Heker. So that's what Svarnim hold. Svarnim hold that it's only then by Shtia. For the Adur discovers, but not all of Mishtias, below Bachila. Right, the real discovers is when you drink together. The chesiv yain samach levanosh. Because Yeshua sesa shem Hashem ekra. He says, "Mashehivi hashach rayim lehagos maimenus umordechai in ray called inu mayu lechol biyachad." Now there's one more makor that's quoted to this whole discussion that we didn't see it. I mean, a couple of Rishon we didn't see it. You can, you know, say the same sheet as that we saw. But if you look here, you see the Ramban al HaTorah. First, it's interesting to look in the Or Zarua on page 24. Another whole, besides this whole thing, chiba mitam sakana. The Mori Avi Ezra Amalei Shira, as Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz, who's the Reim, Sheyashosa mikos shoysa shosa ishto nida achlohaya mekablo miyada. Now this is not the right person that you want to say that he was shosa. So maybe he's understanding the Iranian only means this if he's Makabal, the Iranian sheet as we saw last time is you're allowed to pass. So maybe he's understanding that this whole thing is Iranian, this new Shita, maybe that's only if she passes it to him and then he drinks it. But if he puts it down, then... But this is not quoted the halacha, the skula.
What is the sakana?
Oh, so what is the sakana? So the Ramban of HaTorah on page 25 says a whole new idea here. This is the Parshas Vayetze, right? That Rachel hid the idols of Lavan, and she said, "I can't get up." Right? She was hiding them because Darf Noshimli, which simply means she was in Nida. Vanochan beinai ki haya nidos b'meik admonim ruchokus ma'ot. That the Nida was an outcast. Ki kein shemam. Me'olim, that's what they call Nida. Menuda, like a Munuda, like you're excommunicated. Menuda lichlim, ki lo yizkarbo l'odam lo yidabro bo. Ki adu ha-kadmonim v'chachmosim shehevlon mazik. Because they're, when you speak to them, they're hevel, their air would be mazik. Kam ma'botan molid genai, v'osir roshim ra. Look at them. Keshabir ha-philosophim. Osi lahaski nisyonim b'zeh. Yoshos ba'dad ba'olam. Lo yikonis ba'odam. So they would basically be like in solitary confinement when they were in Nida. When she's kira b'sein v'raisa shal m'sefz Nida. Tam osu l'shal b'shloma shal Nida. Rechemi om rafil ha-dibra ha-yotzen b'pi ha-hutomei. Amar of Yochanan also Adam Mahalech Acha Hanida Veludros as Afora. Shu Tommy Kemes, Kachover shall need a Tommy. Also, Nenos Mimasi Adel, Kachamarachal, Uyahisi Lakum Adoni Venashik Yadov. He said, I really should get up from you and kiss your hands. I'm all there, Noshim League, Lohol is Kari Vilecha. Yamlech is all Klaus, Ludurach Afar. You can't come into my house because I'm a Nida, so therefore you can't check. And then he accepted that. Who hechrish me men v'lo ono sa ki v'lo yim sapi m'mem kwal m'vneish yiv dipu ratome. He says, and love it. So this was just an interesting core that's pointed out of rechuk from Nida. But I don't think we give this too much too much halakhic And if you want to see the Taz on Sifkot and Beis on page 33, firstly, the Taz and Dalet says the Heter that everybody quoted about if someone else ate in between the two of them, like somebody drank between the two of them. So that already it breaks up the chiba, so to speak. And then in the Beis, the Taz says, Odrisi, Hetiku Bepresha, Morichami Zalosh, and the Odrisi Stus Godel, Shibinaki, Hatikas, Katanus, Bukar Achas, Huto Achas, Vino Tals Achas, Ashik Marachilo. There was, they had Hatikas, Katanus, and the Kar Achas, he takes one, she takes. Shibish Godelhu, the Pshita, the Choshiv Achil Yachas. Google will say for Rashal. So we call Mokka Mashra the Shemasimim Mekara in Mechatichas and Golos, where Shemasimim Mekara Kalecha Noto Mekara Vissim Nefona Vokim Yuchad. In other words, if you, they used to take, he would take a piece, she would take a piece. So he says that the Bach quotes this Minog, and he says it's wrong, because that's Karachas. You have little pieces, and they go, and the way it was done, it was from the kara to your mouth. So that's mamish also. What? Yeah, and well, it could be that it would only, like popcorn in the sense that you didn't necessarily put it in your plate, but not necessarily like popcorn, because we said before popcorn maybe has a cool, like Rabbi Mavi said, that it's, you would do it with a stranger. I don't know if this type of thing you would do with a stranger. But then he says, but if you have big pieces of chicken like we have today, you don't take a piece of chicken and then start chewing it. You take the chicken and you put it in your plate and then you cut it up. So that's that called karachas. And that's okay.
The first thing is like an appetizer kind of thing, a little bite-sized things on the plate, and you can take something you want.
Right. But the question is, the appetizer type of thing, you would do it with, like the, you know, when they come around, you're, at some, some cocktail, like they serve the Franks, like Rabbi Maybrook was talking about the Franks with the blankets. So there, you know, you're doing it direct, you take the pick, and you run. But you would do that with a total, you know, so that would probably have the other kula that you'd. So I used to think that should be, also I told you, and then Rabbi Bari told me, no, you would do that with a total stranger. That's like sort of what Moshe says also, so then that shouldn't be a derech chiba. Okay, so this is the beginning of the Yisra. So we have to get to the this whole discussion about the coasts and the Shiyan and this, but this is the basic ideas of the Yisra of the Chiba.